Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, E as in elephant, Byrd, B-Y-R-D. This is a 68-year-old black gentleman originally from Louisiana. He's been living in Houston now for 50 years, period. He worked in restaurant hotel business for some time. He's been widowed for 2 years. He has three children, two boys and one girl, period. In the paragraph, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer some time ago, has had prostate cancer surgery and radiation. In 2020, apparently the cancer came back. Most recently, he was seen by a physician who was told that his PSA is too high and he is not a candidate for any other workup, period. He's a heavy smoker, doesn't drink much. He has issues with pain and anxiety at this time, period. Mr. Byrd hadn't had anything to eat for over 2 days because his electricity has been out and he does not have anyone to help him get food. This was taken care of by this examiner today during the office visit, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from DJD, hypertension, which is no longer an issue with a significant weight loss now, and spinal stenosis, period. Family history, he doesn't know much about his mom and dad. COVID immunizations up to date. Medications include tramadol for pain, which is no longer working. He's also taking some vitamins and is off his blood pressure medicine because his blood pressure is actually running too low. He weighs around 80 pounds. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He needs help with provider services since he has no one to take care of him at home. He also has cough, congestion, shortness of breath, and he wants to use a nebulizer on a regular basis. His O2 saturation is borderline with history of COPD, period. On exam, his O2 sat 89%, pulse is 130, respiration is 22. He's a febrile, blood pressure 100 over 60, heart pulses, home pulses, to tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, and rouse, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, patient has tremendous weight loss in the lower extremity, upper extremity, and severe cachexia and emaciation, period. He hasn't been eating. Especially with the power being out due to a hurricane in Houston, period. He was fed today before I left his residence, period. An assessment, we have a 68-year-old gentleman dying of prostate cancer, period. His status post-prostate, that's prostate surgery, prostatectomy, and radiation in the past, period. In the paragraph, he continues to have issues with pain and anxiety. He needs something to help him sleep, period. He's in desperate need of provider services. He's very weak. He has issues with weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, and overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman in face of his end-stage prostate cancer. Most likely has weeks to months to live, and he is hospice appropriate. Thank you.